It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah. Good morning, KJ. Thanks for starting your Sunday here on WEEI, 617-779-7937. That's with Grossback, who is, what is the multiple on, when you sell something for $6,100,000,000 and you spent $360 for it, 10 would put $3 billion, 20x return. If I'm still up celebrating, 20x return? That's Nino Brown, New Jack City return on the product there. So congratulations to the Grossbacks, because again, trying to find the buyer I thought was going to be a very difficult situation. It was going to be, every time a new team sells in any sport outside of hockey and MLS, it's going to beat the last record for the most spent for a franchise. I mean, to put it in perspective, Phoenix was just sold only a couple years ago, and that was $4 billion. This is another $2 billion. And if you're Steve Chisholm, you're like, you know, I just spent $6 billion. Me and a couple of friends spent $6 billion. You only do that if you still have like $2 or $3 billion still sitting somewhere. Like, you just don't say like, okay, I've got $50,000 left. What are we going to go? What are we having for dinner? You've got the money. You've got the money. And so the good thing is, and I don't believe Wick totally. Wick's got to hold his cards, because this lease with the Garden goes through 2036, which is like forever from now. And then Wick has agreed to stay on for another 3 years. And that's very key in what the Celtics may be. Let's just call it what it is, by the time this new arena gets open, right? So the first thing new ownership has to consider, obviously, is the new arena. Like, you don't say too much out loud. You say no while you're still like a renting tenant. But this has to be on the table, because you may think it's a dumb idea. You might say, where are you going to put this arena in Boston? And I didn't say you had to put it in Boston. I mean, you could put it right behind the Wynn Casino in Everett. I mean, I'm not going to say the stores that are over there, but let's just say what it is. All those stores could be moved somewhere else. I'm not going to say the stores, because some of them may have a budget here, some don't. I would say get one. But you've got a nice little cul-de-sac right there behind Wynn Casino in Everett. Right there along Revere Beach Parkway. It's got traffic that can go in and out, designed that way. It's already set up for it. It'd be right on the water, so you just look back across Boston. The only question you would have that's different from now is, okay, the T doesn't take you right to the stadium. Maybe you have to take a little shuttle from over at the Orange Line station if it's not on fire. So, because if you're the Celtics, And the way you've been performing over the last 7 years now at this point, you've got to have first right of refusal or at least be able to negotiate some of these dates. But, you know, the Bruins got a game and Delaware North says the Bruins have a game today. The Celtics aren't going to be playing that day. And just call it what it is. The Celtics right now are the championship team of the city, and it's been its most consistent now over the last 5 years. Right? The Patriots no longer hold that mantle. The Red Sox, they've been a tickle on the taint. That's not happening. Clearly the Bruins, I mean, the Bruins just pretty much put up the orange, they put up going out of business sale for the most part. So it's the Celtics game in town. And if you're the game in town, the last thing you want to hear is, you can't have that Tuesday night. We've got a game against Quebec. No. Two. Now, as the largest investor in an NBA franchise, the team's historical standing has to be thrown in the face of the NBA and the league. I just paid $6 billion, Adam Silver. Why isn't my team on featured more? Look, if the Celtics, everything's about stories. The Celtics play the best villain probably behind the Cowboys. I would say like sports villains, Cowboys, Celtics. Now, I'm not saying that from a New England perspective, but go outside of New England and say, yeah, what NBA teams like do you not like? Celtics, some Lakers. Lakers, for us, those are the villains, but for a lot of other people, the Celtics are the villain. No problem. A villain tends to work. If I'm Chisholm, I'm like, you've got to have my Celtics featured up there all the time as much. I don't care if Oklahoma City has only lost two games this year. Look at those overnight ratings. Tulsa was a hit. I don't know about the rest of the league. But my goodness, if you're not putting the Celtics first and foremost after paying $6 billion, and what did they say, a rising tide raises all ships? Damn, what does $6 billion do to the league? Especially a league that, you know, they have to say what it is. You can't just depend on showing LeBron and Steph Curry on West Coast time, hoping people stay up a little bit later to watch the game. There's no reason the Celtics should ever be on national television at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. That's damn embarrassing. And if I'm ownership, I would be telling Adam Silver that right now. If you think of pro wrestling, Jacob Lastner, thank you so much for being here. I don't know if you're are you a wrestling guy?
I mean, not you don't particularly, have to be, but I do like the special events.
Okay, you don't have to. This is not about like getting into the weeds of things, but they have this term called generating heat. The Celtics generate heat. The Celtics are the team that when they're on the road, people should be booing louder. $6 billion. You've got two superstars. You've got a sick payroll. These are the teams. This is the team that should be booed loudly on television because the Celtics generate heat. The fan base has money to travel. This is the team. You've seen some games where the Celtics have been on the road, and then sure enough, the Celtics pull off by like, you know, pull up by 12. You start hearing faintly, let's go. This is what the NBA needs to lean into, because if you look at the entire Eastern Conference, you're going to tell me, yeah, we're going to hang our hat on the city of Cleveland or Orlando. What? The Bulls have said, you know what? It's never going to get greater than it was. Watch this. Damn near 30 years ago. The Knicks, okay, it's kind of, no, the Celtics need to be the face of the league, and when you pay $6 billion, that needs to be in play, and here's number three. When Wick leaves in 3 years, end of 2027-28 season, that's 1 year away from Jaylen Brown becoming a free agent, unrestricted free agent. 1 year away from Jason Tatum player option. Pritchard is an unrestricted free agent. Jrue Holiday is an unrestricted free agent and would have had a player option the year before. And Derek option, player option, with the option of free agency, unrestricted free agency the following year. The year that Wick leaves so many things have to be decided. So if one and two are not in motion, if there's no discussion about a new arena, and the NBA is kind of dragging their feet, trying, because these all things have to play together. If, think about what's happened with Golden State, right? Golden State played all those years in Oakland. Oakland loved the place, but the Golden State Warriors became too big even for Oakland. Now, some would say there'd be another narrative why they got out of Oakland, and I would understand that a little bit. But you almost have the same thing coming into play with the Celtics. If you don't build the new arena, they will stop coming because eventually Tatum and Brown are going to hang up their shoes. I mean, Magic, Kareem, all those guys. None of those guys are still in the league. Father Time has a way of still being undefeated. So if you don't start working on the new arena, if you don't get the Celtics NBA as the villain of something for the NBA instead of this, you know, like, what did I see 2 weeks ago? It was Denver against Oklahoma City. That's really cool if I'm like a super basketball nerd. You know what? Most of America is not. They know brand names. They, oh, my father watched the Celtics. I heard they're good. Yes, they're good. Let's watch them. What happened when you put Celtics-Lakers on? That's the Celtics-Lakers game Saturday night, one of the highest-rated games in the last 7 years. That's how you get your return on a $6 billion, $100 million investment. If one and two are not in motion, and Wick can't get some magic done before he leaves, because I think he's going to have to, they're going to split the team. They'll have to. One, because of cost. And the good news is Kristaps Porzingis, boy, his Ferris Bueller day off from school stuff has been pretty. I mean, all these absentees and not really explaining it is kind of like, we're going to give this guy potentially $40 million in 2 years? No. So Porzingis not being here, you didn't even hear me mention his name in the last year of Wick. Like, literally the heart of the team. Like, let's just say, in Wick's last year, he gets none of those deals done. The only person who's standing is Jason Tatum and the Pips, who would then have a player option the following year. So, if you're Wick, and this is why I think he's here for another 3 years, 617-779-7937, KJ here on your Sunday. There's got to be a play to get Tatum and Brown to sign extensions before he leaves in 27-28. And if you're able to pull that off, the shovels will be ready, the hard hats will be out, they're building a new arena. Because just like in Golden State where Steph's, Clay, you know, Clay's, it wasn't in the factor, but at least just say Steph and Draymond Green. They're going to give those guys about 3 or 4 years in the new arena before they start turning over to new stars. I think it's going to be the same thing with Tatum and Brown. Barring any injury or any major disaster, if you can get that arena up by, say, 30, you give Brown another 4 to 5 years in their last years, and you would say these guys are going to retire as Celtic. Think about, watch this. You can now have your Celtics banners all by themselves in their own new arena. I mean, because you have to start thinking. The WNBA come? And if the WNBA comes, now you have to still negotiate with Delaware North for dates, do you not? I don't care if the Bruins don't have a game. If they want the circus there, the circus will be there. Other shows and events, hey, it's not like Boston's a small city. You can't have an event at one place one night and one at the other night. That's why Wick was very clever. He says, well, you know, Boston doesn't have room for two. Yeah, I mean, shoot, you put it in Watertown, it's technically not in Boston. So, yeah, a new arena probably has to happen. I know people are like, why would you put up an... It's not about your comfort. It's about making it a return on my $6 billion, $100 million. The point one is $100 million. And the way you do that is you start controlling the non-traditional revenue events. I'm using an industry, entertainment industry term. What? How are you making money when the basketball isn't dribbling? See, for the Jacobs family, the way they make money when the puck isn't dropped is when the Celtics are dribbling a basketball. 617-779-7937. KJ here till 9, taking you up to Sunday Skate with Razor, Bridget, and of course Scott McLaughlin. But now it's time to trend with Jacob Lassner.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The second coming of Ray Caruth? Oh my God, Tommy Kern, damn! KJWEEI, good Sunday to you, 617-779-7937. That's also the text line. That's Tommy Kern earlier this week here on WEEI. Discussing Stefon Diggs, who came and visited, left. That's not necessarily a bad thing. I know for some of the fan base, you're like, okay, you can't let this guy leave and not sign him. I'm like, you probably want to wait for the results of the physical. It's not one of those things you're going to sit in the next room. This is not like our local outpatient doctor's visit. Like, even then, they'll be like, we'll call you in 3 days, you know, with the results. So, first, let me get back to it, because I'm just baffled. Like, he's not the second coming of Ray Caruth. For those who don't know, Jacob, do you remember who Ray Caruth was? Because you might be of age to not remember.
Yeah, I have no idea who that is.
Okay, Ray Caruth is a former wide receiver who played for the Carolina Panthers. And I'll tell you a true story that was tied to me that day that he was on the run. Ray Caruth was convicted for murdering his pregnant girlfriend and went to jail for like 19 years. Ray Caruth is out now. The day that Ray Caruth was on the run, his girlfriend called my apartment to talk to my buddy's girlfriend. I was like, get off of the damn phone. So this was like, what, 1999? Because by the time the trial happened in 2000, this is the first time I came to Boston when I was working at WILD, and Court TV had just come on television. This is a Ray Caruth story if you're just joining. Like, seven people I personally know were called in the stand on this case. Like, there were so many. Fourier, and I've talked about it, because Christian Fourier used to work here. He and Ray Caruth used to play together at Colorado, and I've actually tried to tempt Fourier and potentially do a podcast about reliving those days where Caruth used to show up at my job. He was hitting on one of the girls at our radio station. Like, so yeah, Tommy Curran said he's not the second, Stefon Diggs is not the second coming of the original Aaron Hernandez. And Aaron Hernandez didn't kill his girlfriend. He just, well, my point being, look, Stefon Diggs represents what's gotten away from the Patriots in free agency and now reaching and scratching for what's left. So let's just go back through what the Patriots missed out on. And like, to me, Cooper Kupp, that was a swing and a miss by the Patriots. Like, you looked at strike three on that situation. That's something that you could have said, hey, we could have given this guy a two-year deal with an option, met his number, and you would say, okay, Worst case scenario with Cooper Kupp is he's going to better develop the other receivers around him. That would have been the worst case scenario, is that you know that you would have a bona fide wide receiver leader in the locker room. You would be getting like an Edelman plus with maybe 2 years of Edelman left on the tires. Like you looked at a called third strike if you're the Patriots on that one. Davante Adams, that was never in the mix. You weren't going to overspend. I totally get that. Darius Slayton, look, I wasn't holding any rosary beads to my neck saying that, gosh, this is somebody you should go after. I thought he was going to be like, I guess we'll just go get Darius Slayton. I thought that would be the case, but he stayed with the Giants. Brandon Cooks went to Brandon Cooks, you're like, okay, maybe he comes back. He's on his way to New Orleans. You got Mac Hollins. So you missed out on a couple, all right? But what's still available? All right, Stephon Diggs. And you know what? Like, if you're going to do this, you can't just do a one-year deal. Like, don't fool yourself because, like I said this with Jacoby Brissett last year. If you sign a one-year deal, like, literally as soon as you step on the practice field, you're on your way out of here. Like, there's no, like, two-year deal, that's a look-see, and then maybe we get an option. But Stephon Diggs probably only wants a 1 year here. Like 1 year, let me show what I can do and get out of here. Keenan Allen, he's still out there. Amari Cooper, which amazingly, like I'm surprised he hasn't been scooped up, but maybe there's something that it just says like, I mean, if he couldn't work with Josh Allen in that situation, like, are we going to give him the money he wants? And then you get a huge drop off. Deontay Johnson, who played for four teams last year, and I think he never hit the field, but played for four teams last year. I think probably if it's not Stephon Diggs, it's Tyler Lockett. And would I be upset with Tyler Lockett? Well, no. But then this kind of goes back to last year when we heard the first-year head coach say, we're going to burn some cash. And guess what hasn't happened on the offensive side of the ball? There's been no cash burned, and there's no Jerod Mayo. You can't blame him. This is where I think Robert Kraft is playing a masterful game of chess. Look, you could say what you want about Kraft and he's cheap and all this and everything, but the guy's been a businessman longer than I've been alive. He's been doing business deals longer than I've been alive. And I think his whole thing is like, he's not going to spend. I've always said if you wanted a litmus test of how big of a spend Robert Kraft is going to do, he did eventually say no to Tom Brady coming for 2 years of $50 million. Like, they couldn't rustle up $25 a year for Tom Brady. You put that all you want on Belichick, but who ultimately signs the check? It's Robert Kraft. So if the greatest of all time can't get his $25 million, what does Sam Darnold get? Close to 40? Think about that. Sam Darnold's getting $15 million more than what Tom Brady was asking in his final year. And we're not talking 10, 15 years ago, folks. 5, 6 years ago. So if this is the same organization that somehow agreed with Belichick to not pay Brady and decide to let him go, why are you going to meet Cooper Kupp's number? Or the talk of, hey, maybe you make a trade and bring Jacoby Myers back. Yeah, because they were short by $1 million. This is going to be the same continuum. I think this is why Vrabel went ahead and just started eating on the defense. He figured, you know what? If I'm going to be able to do what I need to do, I mean, you could probably kiss those A.J. Brown dreams goodbye. I'm going to be able to do it on the defensive side of the ball. If there's one thing I can say, it's like, okay, well, I know these players. I have a relationship with them. These are great guys. They will perform. We're gonna overshoot our shooter on defense. When just last year, Belichick said on television, I feel bad for those guys on defense. They weren't that bad the year before. Well, the way this free agency looks, you would think that, gosh, it was a soccer net playing defense for the Patriots. Like, everything's been on defense. And so now people are like, well, you can do it in a trade. So, okay, so who's going to trade now with the Patriots that desperately need an elevated third-round pick? Like, that's the best trade chip that the Patriots have right now, being honest. Like, you're not going to give up that number 4 pick. Unless you get a phone call for Ja'Marr Chase, right? Like, that's the only weird situation you would see is Cincinnati. Like, Cincinnati never spends. Cincinnati just laid out $227 million for two receivers. There's a part of me that feels like one of them is a trade, is a draft day trade. You know, like, you have to hide your cards from Joe Burrow. As cheap as they've been all this time, and they need defense badly, maybe that's the only place where you consider giving up that number four pick is a swap and a future to get either Chase or Higgins. And I don't even know if I would even say, yeah, I'm going to give you the number four pick for T. Higgins and some other draft picks. I don't even know about it, because it still doesn't address your left tackle. Right, if the draft is where the tackle is going to come, because it's not coming from anywhere else. I don't know if you take Will Campbell or Kelvin Banks at four. I think you can get either one of those. I wonder how the Patriots have both of those guys graded against each other, and if there's not this big gulf between the two of them, then why not? You know, probably somewhere around 10 or 11. I think they'll still be there. So many people in between there need defense. Clearly, the Patriots don't. And get some real bang in return for what you need on this team, which is offense. Like, the Patriots at this point should have like an all offense draft. So if Diggs doesn't come, look, there's just going to be this kind of, I don't want to use the D word, but let's just call it what it is. There's going to be a little bit of deflation. There it is. Patriot deflation, because you wonder, like, you can't even get Diggs. You couldn't meet Cooper Kupp's price, and the fan base would have been great with Cooper Kupp being here for 2 years and an optional. I mean, my God, he's going to go play with Sam Darnold in Seattle. That's going to be the new witness protection program team. Like, hey, if you really suck or you're on the down part of your career and you want it hidden, go play for Seattle. Because Sam Darnold, I don't think that one. I think that what you saw in the last two games out of Sam Darnold is like the real Sam Darnold. And I'm just baffled. Like, what did the PowerPoint slide look like to Cooper Kupp that you couldn't sell Drake May and his ability to scramble, and Cooper Kupp's ability to get open despite what coverage May looks like, especially on a scramble situation? And what he's been able to do to develop Puka Nacua. I mean, you could literally say, hey, if you have Cooper Kupp here, one of these other guys, one of these backup singers you have as wide receivers there, one of these young guys could really take a serious step forward just by watching Cooper Kupp, seeing what he does in practice and not being embarrassed and saying, you know what, I've got to step my game up. Look what he's done with this guy from BYU that nobody was looking for. If you're Jalen Polk, you're thinking like, okay, man, imagine it's me and Cooper Kupp, man. We could do some damage. Or if you're Pop Douglas, like, man, it could be me and Cooper Kupp, man. We could do some damage. Javon McBaker, we could do something. Like, you would get these guys excited. Now, here's where I will side with some of the fan base who are sour on Stephon Diggs about, like, this guy could be a negative situation. If you've got two six-rounders with Booty and Douglas, you've got a second-rounder who's underachieved, I mean, like, sub-underachieved. And this guy comes in and he shows himself to be kind of, you know, like, well, this is, you know, kind of arrogant is the word, I guess. Do you think that's going to elevate these other guys? Oh my God. And you still have no left tackle? I'm just trying to figure out, like, man, are the Patriots ever going to be a serious franchise again? Are they ever going to be a serious franchise again? Was it so good that they believe at the top of that organization it'd never be as good as it once was, and therefore, why bother? I mean, look, imagine in your own mind, think of the finest woman or guy, thanks ladies for listening, or whoever, that you could ever imagine you could be with. And let's say you're not going to be with them anymore again. There's some still good-looking people out there. The Patriots still can be a good-looking franchise on the field. Why not? The Jets are suddenly in rebuild again. Do you really believe the Dolphins? Like, Tyreek Hill could be gone before the season starts. That's still a real possibility. Tua? I don't see this guy in the gym. I mean, this guy is out there looking like one of the Uso brothers, one of the enforcer Uso from WWE. I mean, he's putting on some weight out there. Like, Miami's not a serious team. So if you told me the Patriots have a chance within the next season to be the number two team in the AFC East with momentum and a new quarterback, why would you not build on that? Why would you not take the easy layups that are available to you? If Cooper Kupp's willing to talk to you, make it happen. You're not talking about pay. Like, the guy was going to get $19 million. You couldn't meet like $13, $14 million. Stephon Diggs probably wants $18 million. Now, I would say, like, why would you pay Stephon Diggs $18 million coming off of an ACL? Now, granted, people have come off of ACLs. They just haven't been 32 years old. Like I said, I've always thought that the whole this, and this goes back to the Dynasty series on Apple TV, that it's still dumbfounding to me that Bill Belichick had to answer those questions while still an employee of the team. That's some diabolical ass, you know, right there. And it just is all spiraled. It's really just continued to spiral out of hand with this control of the levers with the Crafts. I mean, I get it. It's your team. But it's not like the guy who had control over the team for 20-something years did a bad job. And then, of course, you know, why Belichick can't coach in the NFL. That, I think that's going to be an amazing story one day when Bill decides to tell it. Well, Jordan probably tells it, and Bill sits there very still because he's given her every piece of information. That could be the real deal with that relationship. I'm going to tell you every single thing that's on my mind, and then when they interview me, you're going to speak for everything like you're Yoko Ono. Yoko Ono was the wife of John Lennon, who was in the Beatles. Google's free. So this control thing really is stepping onto the toes of what I think Vrabel ultimately is doing. So if I said, like, all right, I think Vrabel wants to be able to get the best players on both sides of the ball here that money can offer. I think ownership is saying, do we really need to pay him that much? Or are they really better than what we have long-term? I mean, the answer is yes. Outside of the quarterback, every position on the offensive side of the ball is up for question, even the running game. Like, I'm surprised I'm not even hearing of another running back that you've picked up out of free agency, or maybe that's still to come. If it happens in the draft, then guess what? Here comes the big conversation. Oh, you know, remember how, you know, Ramondre was a third-round guy, and he stepped his game up and everything and placed Damian Harris. Damian Harris was injured. Like, someone needs to be pushing the running back room. That's the other – like, think about that. The wide receiver room has been what it's been for a couple of years now, and now you have some real questions about the running back room. The running back room. But we took care of more stuff on defense. I just can't figure it out. 617-779-7937. We'll get to your text next. Plus some March Madness and looking at my bracket, because I've now made a real move. I'll tell you about that next here on WEEI. Good Sunday to you. WEEI, good Sunday to you. Remember Sunday Skate coming up at 9, about 15 minutes away. Missed any of this show, I would understand. I'm in my pajamas. The Odyssey app is free. Just type in WEEI. You can get the Odyssey app, AUDACY, Google Play Store or Apple App Store. And then, of course, you have the talkback button where you can leave a message. Station gets it. Sometimes we'll play them on the air. Sometimes we'll play them for management. Other times, they just go to file 13. I'll just be honest. I'll be honest with you. You know, Jacob, the crazy thing about coming in here in my pajamas, and thank you so much for your work today, is I sleep with a mouth guard, right? Because I snore tremendously. I have so much stress in my life. I like grind my teeth as well. But I finally found one that actually like I can, there's an app where it records me during the night, and I can see like the motions of terms of like the snore levels. If they're low, like, so like the first time I tried it, the score was like a 67. To put it in perspective, like, you want to get like zeros and ones. Like, that's how bad it was. Then, like, next thing you know, I'm, like, getting ones and twos. I'm like, oh, this is this is absolutely great, but my mouth is killing me because it adjusts your jaw. So shout out to those men who deal with people who snore. Like, I'm like, they say in this industry, you want to be vulnerable on the air. You want to share, you know. But there's this thing on television, I've seen this thing, Jacob, where now you can like have this thing surgically put in your body to control your snoring. I was like, oh, hell no. Like, why would I put a mechanism inside my body over snoring? Like, just put your head over a pillow or turn to your side or something like that. There's like, I could never let it get to a surgery. I've seen people with the masks, and I'm like, how do you turn over with a mask on your face? Like, I don't understand how that works. All right, we're 2 minutes away here from would you rather more likely to either or? And then this is the shortest show in the history of my being here. Now, one time I did a show that was 22 minutes long, one time at night. March Madness has been boring. I mean, it got exciting yesterday. You know what was refreshing about Arkansas St. John's yesterday is the three-point shot wasn't the default. Finally, you got some banging in the paint, double rim, windy outside, blacktop, offensive rebounding, falling to the ground basketball of why people love the game. I've always said that Steph Curry, with his three-point shooting, just now suddenly made the 5'6" guy attractable again, right? Because he's like, well, Steph Curry's not that tall, and I could shoot the three. Look at him shoot the three. No, basketball has always been a sport where these guys are doing humanly crazy things, jumping, rebounding, dunking. That's what the sport's supposed to be about. Like, if you told me, like, basketball is going to be nothing but a bunch of three-point shooting, I'm like, what is this, the WNBA? What was college basketball? Like, no. And now college basketball goes to the whole, women's basketball goes to the whole more than guys do. That was a very exciting game to watch. Look, there's some expectation you have when watching college basketball. Sometimes you have to get through the idea of that, you know, at halftime, the score might be 25-24. You're like, damn, no wonder these guys aren't going pro. None of them could score. But Jacob, I have good news. In my CBS pick'em bracket, I am now in the top 2 million. My bracket's done. I am now ranked 1,975,707th. I have no chance of winning. Yeah, yes. Thank you. I would like to thank Creighton for stinking it up right away, and then Texas A&M, you didn't help me at all. But St. John's, I had them in the national title game. I had St. John's going to the title game.
I had Clemson winning the whole thing. So
you had Clemson. Clemson hurt me. So my final four still has three of the final four. My final four is Auburn, St. John's, Alabama, Tennessee. So Alabama, Tennessee has it. I actually have Alabama winning the entire thing this year. I guess probably my next. So like, I'm like looking at my bracket. Yeah. Maryland isn't going to be playing St. John's at Maryland. I have Maryland beating Florida. I think that's probably my upset that I have coming is Maryland, Florida, for sure. Had North Carolina winning two games. That's not that didn't happen. I did have New Mexico. Like, how's that crazy? I picked young Patino to win in a 10-7 game, but I can't. But old Patino can't get his number two seeded team moving forward for me. Damn. And I knew offhand to not take Kansas. I knew that early. So I have Duke beating Arizona. I think the game, the big game, I think, is going to be Duke-Alabama. I think that's going to be a classic. If everything plays out the way it should play out, that 1-2 game, I think that's going to be the game of the tournament. And the reason why I say that is because it's really Cooper Flagg and the Blue Devils. That's what you call it, what it is. It's a bunch of backup dancers with him. Well, you got one guy from who looks like what's the guy plays in the NBA that's left-handed and super slow, Josh Ingles, the Josh Ingles looking dude,
Knuffle? And Cooper.
Yes, Knuffle. That's the guy's name. So you've got him and Cooper Flagg, right? But it's really the Cooper Flagg show, and then Alabama's got these bodies that they can run 10 guys out there. Yes, in New England, we're actually talking about college basketball for a second. But it's March Madness, right? And shout out to Providence, right? Like, you've gotten a great turnout there in Providence. So here's what's funny. So High Point University, this shows you how small the world is, Jacob. I actually know the president's wife of that school. Is that small? What am I doing in this industry if I know the president of a university's wife? They flew 200 of their kids to Providence for them. I had them beating Purdue. I really, because I thought, you know, anytime I think of Purdue, I was like, they don't have Zach Edey. So this is just like Purdue and the Pips, you know, like, but, you know, High Point University didn't have enough size there, but the school flew 200 kids, private charter. High Point's the town where my wife is from. And it is the school. Let me just tell you, I'm just going to say here, this is a little plug for the school. If you want your kids out of the house and out of state and just go somewhere, I'll give you a car. Just don't get in trouble here. And I want to save maybe $10,000 on tuition. Like, High Point's the school to go to. Like, especially if you have a lot of money. You know your kid's going to be working for the family business. Like, they mentioned it on television, Jacob. They said, they talk about, like, how on steak night they have, like, kebab night and steak night. They really have these dinners to teach kids how to properly eat in front of people of influence.
Yeah, that school is a country club. I'm sorry.
But I know the president's wife. So, tuition is a beast. Like, especially when you're, like, I'm from New Jersey. So, like, everything, like, New Jersey north coming into New England, like, just to stay in state, you're like, oh, my God. Have you just thought about taking three jobs and maybe trying to go somewhere, you know? But if you, like, there's a place where your kid can go, it's safe, you know, we're well off. What's 35 G a year? That's okay. You know, the kids are protected. It's really like it's like fortress, like true story. So one of the streets that my wife grew up in as a kid, the university has annexed half of that street and named it after the family, the Quebbins. And so so now I can't even drive by, like, I can't even say, let's go to your old house because now it's part of the university. So they, like, annexed it, like, created their own city. But I was like, I'm really shocked they said that over the air. You know, like on television, like, yeah, like they have kebab and steak night and it's to teach them how to eat in front of well-off people. Jacob, imagine the school you went to. That was one of the selling points.
I know somebody who went there.
What are they doing now without saying their name?
They were on that charter flight.
Oh, okay, so you know someone who's there now?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. So, yeah, they probably, if they've ever come to visit, let's say they came to visit you over spring break, they probably don't have a homework assignment.
Yeah, they're not doing much homework over there.
I can tell you which is the salad fork and which one's the regular entree fork. But look,
fold a napkin.
But, I mean, but, you know, that's what really gave it away was like, wow, they chartered 200 of them. Because when I looked, I was like, how did they get all those? How did High Point University get all those kids there? And then sure enough, like, you know, you watch television, you have a thought in your mind, and then miraculously they say on television what you were just thinking. And Sherry said this, like, the university chartered a flight for 200 people. How many people can you get on a plane? That's like two, it's got to be two flights. If it's 200 people, it's not all on one flight. So that's got to be like three flights, right? Smart. Probably 70 people on a plane. So, yeah. So, but I know the president's wife. Oh, she's a sweet lady, though, you know. Yeah, maybe if I was a little bit older, I mean, hey, shoot your shot, right? So let's do Would You Rather More Likely to Either Or before we get out of here. Hit it, Jacob! Da-da.
Would you rather more likely to either or, I ask of you?
Spork or
you,
food?
You rather more likely to either or, I ask of you?
All right, three questions. Would you rather more likely to happen, an either or. They can be in anything, sports, life. Here we go.
Is it called a spork? It's a spoon and a fork. Can you use that in front of influential people? Go, Joe.
All right. Would you rather Joe Milton gets traded for a fourth rounder or Joe Milton as the solidified number two quarterback behind Drake May?
Man, keep Joe Milton as the number two, right? I really think you're reaching for straws thinking that Joe Milton is getting all this attention. Keep in mind, the one game he played in is the game that people universally around here believe they should have lost. You didn't. You weren't playing against top. You weren't playing against top defenders. Von Miller, I think, played one down and got his bonus. It was like a bonus game for some of those Bills. So there's just not enough tape to say Joe Milton is now that solidified guy that you got to try and make a deal for. I think you bring in Dobbs just to see if Joe Milton can graduate from being the practice squad quarterback. So keep him as the number two behind Drake May. Remember, Drake May already has had two concussions in his rookie season. Next.
More likely to happen, new Celtics ownership gets a new arena or new Celtics ownership team keeps the team's core together through the second apron luxury tax.
Well, I think with Wick staying now for 3 years, no, I don't think this core stays together. I think they're more likely to get a new arena. They're just not going to say it out loud. Wick's going to stay with the team for another 3 years. And I think during that time, he's going to probably be able to keep Brown and Tatum together and figure it out and get them to that new arena probably by 2030. Last.
Would you rather or either go a whole day with a sinus headache without taking medicine or a whole day without watching a sport on TV?
Ooh. You know, I don't know about you. Can you go a whole day without watching at least one sport on the television?
No.
It's so hard to do. But damn, sinus. I can't take sinus medicine. You know what? I can't go a whole day without watching some sport on television. And if my sinuses are bothering that much and I can't take the medicine, I'm going to put a warm rag on my head, probably watch the Red Sox game, listen to Tanner Howe give up more hits. No, kidding. And that is, would you rather more likely to either or? I'm still really fascinated that High Point University flew 200 kids to Providence. You think you pay for the meal too? Like you almost have to pay for the meal too, right?
They'd have to study for that.
Yeah. Well, you know, hey, make sure when you're eating this Kentucky Fried Chicken here that you use the proper fork and knife when you cut. And I'm totally kidding. All right, Sunday Skate is next. Razor Raycroft, Bridget Prue, Scott McLaughlin. Bruins dropped another one last night. Well, at least they're younger. Thank you so much. Talk to you again soon here on WE. Thank you again, Jacob. See ya.